This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, time for our weekly talk radio roundup with the stars of talk radio. Not all of them, but there are some stars here, starting with Victoria Keevan, who is on the DJV show Monday through Friday with me. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, welcoming in Joe Crummy, who has a podcast, a good broadcaster who's been around for a long time. His podcast considerably well read by people who apparently are interested in evil, and he is the king. He's like her name from Cinderella, something DeVille. What was her name?
Oh, Cruella DeVille.
Cruella DeVille, right. Not from Cinderella.
Right. This is,
and that was
this
101 Dalmatians.
Oh, the Dalmatians.
Close
right,
enough.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
C.C. DeVille from Poison.
Yes, that's right. And a Cadillac DeVille. Thank if you're Richie, right. He drives a Cadillac DeVille.
I used to.
There it is. Yeah. Right. All right, so anyway, he's Joe DeVille instead of Joe Crummy.
I like that.
It's Evil Thoughts in your podcast list, iTunes, wherever you find podcasts. Rich McFadden is also a veteran of broadcast on-air programming. He's a genius in his own mind, and he's here to help us understand what's going on in the world of news talk radio this week, having spoken to many stars of the medium, including Dana Loesch, who always says, does she tell you what she's thinking, or do you tell her what she should be thinking?
No, I mean, both.
Oh, really?
When we talk about programming, we talk about how stories can unwind and how to mm-hmm. talk about stories. But she's very good at that, and she definitely tells you what she's thinking. She's good at that.
Yes, apparently she is. All right, so let's get to the heart of the matter here. The stories, top 10 things according to the charts that have been produced by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. You can find this list, the top 10 stories of the week according to their research, and the top 10 people who are in the focus. So at number 10, nothing very exciting going on. First week of Major League Baseball, there were 943 people at one of the, was it the Cubs or the White Sox? Had 943
White Sox.
People.
White Sox.
White Sox.
Yeah.
In the stand this week. Well, there's a
the
huge
Cubs had Sister
storm.
Jean throwing out the first pitch, and then the White Sox had 900
right.
people.
Oh,
so
wow.
She's,
funny boy.
She's a transplant from one type of sport to another, apparently.
I think she's a sellout.
Really?
I think it was like
can be had for a buck?
Yeah, Sister Jean can be had for a buck.
That's all just so wrong. You know, that is evil. You know, that is really
that is evil. That's
you,
true.
Right?
Yeah,
you know, really going to hell for that. It was like 25 degrees in Chicago. So
she's 98 years old. Cut her some slack, Rich.
Whatever. She's cashing in. She's
going to
retire
going to hell,
with
dude.
All this money in her.
Right. You're going to retire to the old folks home for nuns.
Exactly.
That's where she's going.
Did you see where they replaced all the seats in the Cubs Stadium over the summer or over the winter, and now all of the people who have larger girth in Chicago can't sit in these new small seats.
Really?
Yeah.
They buy old seats from Southwest Airlines to put in there, or what?
They're trending on Twitter as skinny seats now.
Really?
And it's just all over social media in Chicago. Hmm. Nobody can sit in the seats anymore.
Well, you know what? That's like Fenway Park, you know, because they haven't changed their seats since 1912, and I think we've grown a little bit since then. I remember sitting in Fenway. I couldn't even get my knees in.
Well, if you didn't eat so damn many hot dogs or drink so much beer while you're in the stadium, you wouldn't be so fat. So there.
Yeah, so fat, right.
Fixing the problem. Yeah. Number 9 on the countdown, the tariff war between the U.S. and China. Remember, none of these tariffs have taken place yet. They are not in force. This may be a negotiating ploy on the part of one or both of
them. The art of the deal, baby.
Yeah, right, exactly. So as I do among the many broadcast tasks that I have every week, I do a program called the American Family Farmer. And you can find the podcast, not that I don't want you to listen to Evil Thoughts, the podcast there, but you can check out this podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. And the discussion this week is about the tariffs and what may or may not happen. One of the things, because we're so far removed from the farm and from agricultural production, people don't think of this as a weapon, but it is. Food and crops and the commodities markets are huge in this area. Food, the growing of grains, corn, soybean, meat, all of that stuff. That's one of the biggest. They're talking about steel and hard goods, but more aggressive are the pricing that we have on the world markets of the things that our farmers grow.
Well, I thought it was fascinating that the Chinese decided to use it as a weapon against Trump specifically by choosing the products that they would put tariffs on, which affect the states that Trump was popular in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty
specifically
smart,
farming food.
Yeah, farming states.
Yeah, but it kind of backfired. I heard it backfired on them this week because what the Chinese did was they were thinking, oh my God, Trump is going to slap all this, these tariffs. And so what they did is they went out and they bought up all the Brazilian, I believe Brazil is number one in soybeans and we're number two. And Doug, as a farmer, you know that in the southern hemisphere, this is where their big crop is, like right now.
Well, beef is their biggest export in Brazil and Chile, Argentina. But you're right, there's a lot. The thing that is not known, and this is like a chessboard. Most people,
exactly,
we have our own lives to lead. We don't understand how this big money, this huge money involved in this, and the stock, it's the stock market, but it's the stock market for commodities. So yeah, what we're growing, this is how silly, basically, I'll spend you a second with you to have you understand how this really works. We grow a lot of corn in our country. We grow a lot of soybeans. We produce a lot of beef. And we sell those things on the open market to the highest bidder. And the highest bidder in this case has been China because they don't have a strong agricultural network. Their farms are in the northwest part near Mongolia and outer Mongolia and places where there's no government. They're just the Wild West. China, most people don't know this. Once you get out of the big cities, the coastal Beijing, Shanghai, Hong Kong, those areas that are from the center of the country east and south, when you get north and west in China, huge country, there's no government, there's no infrastructure, everybody lives on their own. That's where the farms are, and they basically grow enough food to sustain themselves with the exception of rice, and even that has given way to production from other areas like Vietnam and Cambodia, the rice that's coming there, and fish, that sort of thing, which is big in the Chinese diet. So here we are with our stuff. We're selling it and putting it in ships and shipping it over to China. So now they say, okay, we're going to stop buying from you. What we're not being told is that the United States, we ship so much out that we have to buy replacement for the stuff we're selling to them. So we go to, as Joe just suggested, places like Brazil and to Chile and Argentina to buy grain. And we go to Canada to buy grain. We're importing stuff that we're selling to other people. It is the craziest, stupidest system that you could possibly imagine. So if, in fact, the Chinese were to pull the plug and not buy so much of it, hello, we'd have more here for our country. We wouldn't have to buy the crappy beef that we get from Chile and Argentina. That stuff is
but
crap.
But the prices would go so high that I don't know if that would actually work.
Well,
and I agree with you. In theory,
well,
it's a horrible system, but
we should be paying what food is worth. That's the problem. Americans are spoiled because we have cheap food. It's like buying gasoline elsewhere.
Price.
Food is much more expensive everywhere else than it is here. What'd you start to say, Richie?
Well, the prices would go up because of the demand that they can get from other countries.
Yeah.
But the prices should go down because the processing is so much cheaper and easier.
Well, what I'd read was that the Chinese had bought up all the Brazilian futures, so they kicked the price up way high and against what the United States has to offer, which we're much more cheaper on the world market now. So we're selling record numbers of soybeans now because of this to the places like the EU and places that process soybeans, which would be the Netherlands and Germany. I read this week that our prices are very attractive now because the Chinese went and they bought up all the futures from Brazil and they kicked the price way up.
The bottom line is the Chinese needs to be slapped around a little bit because they have been playing foul ball for years, ever since.
With our money.
They'd be nothing
if it weren't for us and our markets.
Exactly, and still
nothing.
Today. Still today.
China,
yeah.
Blood, man.
But the biggest mistake we made was giving them most favored nation status. They used to be on a year-by-year trial basis,
right.
Where every year we would either approve or not approve
done during
their
the
most
Clinton
favored
years?
Nation
when
status.
When was that done, Richard?
Yes.
Do you remember?
It was so once we gave them most favored nation status, indefinitely, forever, they had nothing to lose.
Mm-mm.
We didn't have that stick and carrot to be able to dangle in front of them anymore.
But the other whammy, the double whammy of this is that the $21 trillion that we have borrowed mostly comes from our money that we've bought things with from the Chinese.
Right.
So they take our money we give to them, loan it back to us. It is the craziest thing that you could possibly imagine. So now that this is the weekend where you're getting your tax returns ready, you're going to have the money in the hand of the IRS
coming from
Tuesday.
China.
And we're going to borrow the money from China. So here's the reality. You ready? 30% of what you will pay, of every dollar you will pay, will go toward paying the interest on the debt of the money that we have borrowed, and the interest rates are going up because we borrowed. We, as the government, that's the real reason. They don't tell you that at the Fed. The reason the interest rates are going up is because the Chinese are paying or are charging us more money to borrow money from them. The next thing, 30% of the money that we are paying goes to entitlements, so that's 60%. There's another 30% that goes toward the creation of, like creationism, the creating of things that we want as Americans, things that we expect from our government, education, yada, yada, yada. So by the time you're done, you get 10% of the money that goes to paying for all the other stuff that the government is supplying us with. So, anyway, food for thought. Here's some more food for thought. Those of you who have timeshares, how many of you, Joe, you ever have a timeshare? You ever think about buying a timeshare?
No, I do not, sir.
No, all right. Richie doesn't have one. Victoria doesn't have one.
I have mortgages, that's what I have.
Yes, I understand that.
You're doing time. Trust me,
timeshare,
you're doing time on that.
A timeshare has a mortgage attached to it as well. And if you're in a timeshare that you don't like, you can't use it when you want to, and you want to get out, a lot of the lawyers will look at these contracts and say, nope, can't get out, sorry. Well, that's not the case. When you call Resort Release at 888-277-7245. Call them now to get out of that timeshare. 888-277-7245.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-461-0314. That's 1-800-461-0314. Again, 1-800-461-0314.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Maybe you're asking yourself, who is that guy in the mirror? What happened to the guy with the brass knuckle attitude? Maybe he just needs to decide, is that a tie around his neck or a leash? Join the Brotherhood of Muscle with an available 485 horsepower Dodge Charger or Dodge Challenger GT, the world's first all-wheel drive two-door muscle car at the Dodge Drive and Discover event. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
After the hour, a very unique program does not exist anywhere else but here, a review of News Talk Radio, the number one format on radio in this country. And as you know, most of the podcasts, like Joe's, they're not music podcasts. There's no music. I don't even think there is. Is there a music podcast that exists?
Well, there are tens of thousands of them.
Music podcasts?
Yes.
Really?
Even NPR has music podcasts.
A music podcast?
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. I must be living
in... I thought they
didn't
have the rights to air the music if it's other people.
Well, that's different. I mean, podcasts. If you're going to play other people's songs, you need to be licensed.
Wait a minute. Steve Ritchie's throwing us a curveball. Is it talking about music and not playing the music? Is that what you're saying?
There are both. I mean, you can pay for the rights to play the podcast, but a band that I follow, lots of bands will have their own podcast.
Really?
Yeah, it's just, you know, or they have an interview with the star or with the musician, mm-hmm. and they play their music within the interview. It's just there's all kinds of music podcasts.
Well, then we can have our podcasts of the Talk Radio Countdown Show and have Joe play the guitar in the background. That'd be a very unique way of us presenting the issues. Go ahead.
I see that being a massive hit.
Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Review. Number 8, the continuing Pruitt investigation. I want to take a nap. You guys want to talk about it? Well, I take a nap because I'm sick of talking about
it's a political football. I know how much you like about politics, but I was listening to you talk about last hour. But, it's a huge political football. I mean, Scott Pruitt he may have some issues here. I mean, there's three things they're mad about. Number one, wasteful spending, unethical behavior, whatever that is, proper retaliation.
Never heard no stories before in government. No.
But the thing is, the guy that ratted him out is a former employee, but he's a Trump guy. His name is Kevin Chmielewski. He's the guy that came forward and said, look, this is why I'm mad and everything. But he's one of these guys too, so there could be a lot in the mix here, and Pruitt could be a big mess too. But you know, the EPA is a bastion of
he's making it worse
kind of stuff, and he might be. There's no question
Pruitt
about
has been
it.
A disaster.
There's a lot of need for a fix at the EPA. He wasn't the guy to fix it. I think that's basically the bottom. We all agree the EPA, anybody's got any sense, anybody who knows anything about how the EPA is run, as with other government agencies, it's loaded with people from the industry who come over, they change the rules and regulations to suit their company and their pals, and then they leave. And so the rest of us are forced to live in the environment that is totally, as a farmer.
Or they let former Greenpeace people run it.
Yeah, they don't know anymore. Right, they're nuts
which
too.
Which Pruitt has been overturning, and that's the good thing that he's been
doing. Well,
the
bad thing is, Richie, it's been selective. Instead of just looking with him, this is one of the most notorious things.
Selective whatever. If you got a bad law, overturn it.
Yeah. Here's the EPA that comes to farms now and says that if you have a puddle in your driveway, it's a waterway, and they regulate it. You can't, you know, that kind of stuff.
He's nuts. Right. He's not into that. He may have his other issues. By the way, you know, you and I were talking off the air last week about a particular weed killer. I won't mention it, but they had a really
Monsanto Roundup. We'll mention. I'm having it. Keep going.
But it was great because, you know, I spent last week pulling weeds in my lawn, you know, and I happened to be reading about Roundup, and they were saying, don't do that. And I'm thinking, why? Isn't that the great way to do it? Just pull the damn weed and get it over with. You don't have to.
They want you to kill it with Roundup.
Right. Yeah. And you know the reason why. You know, they had a really interesting reason why.
Yeah.
They said that by the physical act of removing the weed, okay, is stressful. Number one, but I go, yeah, whatever. I'll deal with that. But they say that when you remove the weed, any seeds that may be lodged deep within the earth, of course, you're going to end up bringing up higher.
Are you kidding? Do you know
what
Roundup
does? Yes, that's
what
they said.
Roundup kills the weed and doesn't kill the seed, so that three times as many weeds grow after you sprayed the Roundup and killed the weeds.
Right.
What's in the ground, the seeds that came from those weeds come growing back again, so you need three times as much Roundup. It is insidious.
Yeah, but they were saying that those seeds are hiding deep in the earth where they belong. And that was their argument. I'm going, well,
oh
man,
my God.
I'm pulling
what
these.
A bunch of lying SOBs. These then they get away
that
with
was
it.
So funny.
Here
that
in Arkansas, they get away with the rest of the world, but they get away with it.
Meanwhile,
here.
You can mix vinegar amazing? Beer and Dawn dish soap or something like that.
Kill all the weeds.
So funny. Dude, it's easy.
28 the hour.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a mid-size sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Four after the hour now, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review, a weekly enterprise of me, Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, who's the operations director at our originating network, Radio America, a veteran of talk radio inside and out, Joe Crummy, experienced talk radio host, podcaster, Evil Thoughts is his deal.
Thank you.
Victoria Keevan, who's an important cog in the wheel of the D-City. What's the name of that program
the
again?
The DJV show.
There it is. And
the
it's a show.
So.
The D, the JJ is for Jennifer Horn, Victoria's V. So we have scintillating conversations on the DJV show to show you the difference between, it's not always about Trump and Zuckerberg and Facebook and border security and all that sort of thing, we have scintillating conversations like the difference between a chicken and a hen and why there aren't as many roosters as there are chickens in the population in hen houses around the country and around the world. You can't get that anywhere else, folks.
Well, you don't need a lot of, you know, really, I mean, isn't that sort of a thing of, I mean, all you need is one rooster, big guy. I mean, that's it.
Well, that's why they eliminate the roosters. They have, there's a Holocaust museum going to be set up for roosters.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, when you're the big rooster, you know, and I can speak from experience here. When you're a big rooster,
number seven.
You don't need, really? That's what I'm saying.
Number seven, as Richie is suggesting, because he's tired of listening to us talk about chickens and eggs. I'm wondering, is this another Matt Damon thing for Jimmy Kimmel? There's a feud going on between Jimmy Kimmel and Sean Hannity. And I say to you, other than good theater, so what? So has anybody witnessed this? Who started it? Did Kimmel take a shot at Sean?
Kimmel started it by taking shots at Melania Trump and making fun of her accent. Then Sean took exception to it, called him out, and then Kimmel came back. Then Sean started digging into the Man Show and any other bit that Kimmel has done and showing what a racist bigot and yada, yada, yada through all of his content that he's produced over the years.
Yeah.
And it just went back and forth. Then Kimmel decided, you know what? All right, this has gone far enough. I kind of apologized, not to Sean Hannity, not to Melania Trump, but to some gay people that I may have offended, and anybody else who might be a little bit offended. We've gone far
enough.
That's
what I thought was interesting.
And then Hannity came back and said, you know what, you're right, this has gone far enough, let's just call it quits. But you know what, I still got all this content back here if you want to start it up again ever. So basically saying... You're right.
I got you.
This is over, but I got you covered here in the back room if I need it.
Meanwhile, great publicity for both programs, which is basically all it's about. It's anymore, even if there's a grain of truth to it or a genuine focus, it's still
it's kind of like cross
promo.
Promotion, you know. That's what cross promotion.
Yeah.
But what I liked about the way Hannity did it is that he didn't get as crude as Jimmy did, and I thought that was pretty slick.
Well, Kimmel is a smarmy, wise guy who comes out of the Howard Stern camp. That's where he got it. He came from Boston. The kid started as a radio producer, worked for Stern, and then got himself into great positions. I don't know whether you think he's talented or you don't think he's talented. I think
you watch The Man Show. The guy is talented. That was
sure.
That was surprising. Yeah. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Okay. Kimmel fights for the rights of immigrants, right? Illegal, legal, all immigrants, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yet it's okay for him to make fun of them and their accents.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? Are you going to support them or make fun of them? Or both? Yeah. I guess both.
It seemed, I didn't hear it. I didn't watch any of this. I didn't pay attention to it. But it just seems, I'd love to know what the joke was that he told about Melania, because that's like such old news.
On Easter, she was reading books to elementary school children and reading a book about the Easter Bunny or something like that. And he was playing the video of her reading and then repeating what she's saying in her accent and making fun of the accent.
Come on. There's nothing better than you can't make fun.
Yeah,
he's
lame.
He's
and
lame.
Like
they're
him.
All looking for stuff. I don't like him at all.
Well, I know you don't. You've
Told
us a million times.
I have, and I'll tell you a million and one times.
Okay, I'll jump on that.
I do like him. And
Stephen Colbert is another
following.
One of the same. Yeah, they have a big following.
You know what I find interesting, though, is that all of these nighttime hosts, because of their ratings they basically falling in the tank, have had to go political one way or the other. I don't think Fallon.
I think that's why they're going into the tank, Richie.
Jimmy Kimmel was like, it's like Hannity. Okay, Hannity has a very small audience, really, if you look at the whole population of the country.
Much less than his radio show.
But he's got a very focused audience.
Yeah.
All right, and he super serves that audience. Kimmel has decided to do the same thing: be the funny political guy for this very targeted audience, and I will keep a loyal audience. And that's what he's going for, because otherwise he's off the air.
Yeah. Well, I think they've all lost their late night thing. Their juice is gone, so they got to come up with something. There's too many other options to watch, listen, and participate in.
SNL.
Yep.
Same thing.
Yeah. Okay, number six on the countdown, more focus on border security and the continuing, what are we going to do, build a bridge to nowhere, going to build a fence, Are we going to? What are we going to do? And are we really going to do it, or is it just going to be talk? I say my solution is to take on Mexico as the 51st state. They get a lot of oil, and that takes care of the whole problem.
Good tequila.
Yeah.
You know what I say? I say every illegal immigrant that we catch, we give them a handgun, and then we send them home.
That's why? What are, what are they going to do with the handgun?
Because then they
shoot
can take over
Mexicans
the country
down.
And fix it once and for all. Right. You guys look,
great,
you know.
We tried that once. It was called Fast and Furious.
Right.
And well, that was, you know, that was half a, well, whatever. That,
all right. So I mean, let's.
Seriously, everybody.
One more. Then we get to the Trump stuff after we have one more. Number five on the countdown are the, it is or are, depending on how many of these threats you take to be real. Syria and the gassing of its own people. Why somebody hasn't put a bullet in Assad's head to this point is beyond me. We know we certainly could do it. And in the meantime, there's all of this stuff back and forth. The gas, we're going to bomb them. 40 people die. How many more people are injured? It's just, and the Russians are up to their Mickey in it, thumbing their nose at us. So
it's a trick bag. Or what are you going to do when Assad, let's say you take Assad out, then
shoot
what
him.
Happens?
Okay. You ask that question all the time. So what happens is maybe they
what
have more of the same.
Vacuum?
But how do you legitimize? How does the United Nations have any semblance of import if they can't do anything about this guy and what he's doing? There's no teeth in international government. And so it goes back and forth between the good guys from the West and the bad guys from the East. And so in the meanwhile, people are getting
well, I'm not even convinced. Are you referring specifically to the chlorine gas attack?
Well, that's the most recent.
Yeah. Right, but I'm not even convinced that he's the guy. I mean, he could be.
Assad?
Saying.
What are you nuts? What do you mean? Who else is responsible for it?
Iran.
It could be anybody that's trying to pin it on everybody else. Are you kidding me?
But I understand the vacuum comment.
So I don't know.
How could it be worse than what it is now?
Yeah.
Well,
right?
Well, I just think anybody in the Mideast who wears a suit,
you
I
look
think
at Iraq,
is worth talking to. Okay?
And you look at Syria, Libya, and you go, okay, we tried taking out the dictator there, and it's, you know, didn't really work out the way we wanted
that's right.
it to.
So, again, anybody
all right, wait
wears
a minute,
suit,
Joe,
so,
whoever wears a suit, have you noticed the garb of the new crown prince of Saudi Arabia?
You're not wearing a suit.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Anybody who wears a suit, you should at
members
least
members only jacket?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm a dinner jacket.
Does that count?
That's from Iran.
Sorry,
yeah. No, but look at how progressive this new guy is from Saudi Arabia. He's changing the face of what's going on there, at least.
No,
maybe
it'll
have some impact.
Like he has any choice. I mean, he's smart. They don't have any choice. They have to modernize.
43 past the hour on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden. Here's a thought for those of you who are not resting well at night. If you don't have a good night's rest, your day is going to be horrible. We all know those of us have to get up early in the morning. You got to get to bed, and you got to get to sleep, and you got to stay asleep. And if you don't have a good pillow, that'll all be problematic. And that's why the recommendation here is that you go to MyPillow.com, replace all the horrible, old, dusty, mite-filled garbage that you have that you're sleeping on now with fresh new MyPillows. You can buy four for the price of two right now. Yep, 50% off if you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. So replace all those pillows in all your bedrooms, and you get they have all kinds of pillows, and throw pillows are included in their repertoire. They also have mattresses and sheets, all kinds of great things that you get at great discounts when you use the DJV code. So buy replacement pillows now. You can wash them, you can dry them. Their patented fill makes them very adjustable, very comfortable on your head and your neck. Great way to get a good night's sleep. Get the pillows at 50% off. MyPillow.com. What'd you do?
I wish it was still laying on mine.
Oh, nice, Rich.
I just left it 2 hours ago.
MyPillow.com. Here's the promo code DJV.
In today's automotive news at Ford headquarters in Detroit, the company said being frozen in the past is a death sentence. Ford have some big plans for the next 3 years. They will produce new trucks, new performance vehicles, new SUVs, and build new plants for hybrid SUVs. Every Ford of the future will have 4G LTE Wi-Fi. Ford will introduce four new nameplates and reduce the model cycle from 6 years to 3.3 years. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
One in easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Hey guys, it's Jen from the DJ V Show. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but what form should you take them? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a brand new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it and I absolutely love it because it combines ultra pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. If that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil. It's not krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now 800-355-1493. 800-355-1493.
47 after the hour, talk radio review. Okay, so other than the Zuckerberg appearance before Congress and those old fossils with their silly questions that showed they didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
I think it's the biggest story of the week, yeah.
I loved Victoria's social media post on that.
Which was?
What was your post, Victoria? It was like...
I said, my mom, who can barely work her Kindle, would have asked more relevant questions than those senators did. It was just,
embarrassing.
The bad questions became the story.
It was like a social media class at a senior citizen center.
Yeah, right. It was like Facebook 101.
And so nothing, Zuckerberg still gets away with whatever he's been getting away with because nobody knows what the hell he's doing.
You know why?
After the first question, he realized, I've got this. I'm just going to coast.
Yeah. You know why? Because before he went to Congress to testify, he looked up all of their data on their Facebook page and realized how many hookers they're friends with, pictures of yoga girls that they've looked at.
Sounds like an episode from Scandal.
I have a different take on it. 100%, you know, Zuck did okay, but I think this is a huge story. It's one you're going to look back on in the next couple of years. You're going to see this is where it started. I think he is going to, if he's smart, he read up on Standard Oil being broken up in 1911, and you can see it coming. He'll be spinning off WhatsApp, and he'll be spinning off Instagram before you know it, and that's just the beginning of what's going to happen.
He did say regulation is inevitable.
And you can talk about all the senators sounding like idiots, and a lot of them did. There's no question at all about
it.
They're being threatened by this guy. They're being threatened by this incredible thing called Facebook that knows no boundaries, that has incredible power,
that has all their personal information.
Shut this guy down.
All right, TikTok, exactly right. Number one, brother.
All right, Paul Ryan is leaving. No real news there. That's been a rumor for a long time. So Trump's personal lawyer, the number 1, 2, 3, 18, whatever, the business with the probes and whether he should fire Mueller and Comey's book. What is there new here? It's the same.
What's new here is that the FBI is raiding a lawyer based on a story that has nothing to do with the original intention of the investigation.
That's your story, Richie. They can't get you for what they think you did, so they're going to try to get you into a corner and you get you for lying on something else.
There's nothing there, but we're going to ask you about this over here, and if you lie to us about this over here, now we've got you for lying about something that you didn't.
You know what Trump ought to do? I think Trump ought to say, look, this has been going on for almost a year now. What we're going to do is we're going to do it for 3 more months, and then I'm going to say put up or shut up. That's what I think, because he can't really do the firing thing right now. Everybody understands what that's about.
I'm good with that. That's a great idea, Jeff.
Big deal.
He's going to pardon Scooter Libby.
3 months, right, 3 months, I heard that too. 3 months, Mr. Mueller, it's great. I'm glad you've been looking into this. This is just awesome stuff.
The two things I'm going to leave you with here, the two things that are new, that Vice President Dick Cheney's former chief of staff is going to get pardoned, Scooter Libby, and he's ordered the government to look into the U.S. Postal Service's service. There you go. 10 before the hour.
Ooh.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now, time for our weekly check on the top items from the world of technology. The top five items this week from Victoria Keevan's perch, looking and understanding what's going on in some of the things that we commonly all experience with technology. Starting with the number five on our way to number one, what Wayfair is doing going into the, let's open a store. Let's keep those stores from being torn down.
Yeah.
Speaking. Yes.
Well, Wayfair, of course, is probably the largest online furniture store in the world at this point. They have free delivery over $49. Everybody knows the theme song. And so it's just such a popular destination. It makes sense that they might be exploring opening an actual physical store where people can go and look at the furniture, because it's so hard to buy furniture online, but people still do it. And so apparently the Boston Business Journal has been reporting that Wayfair, which I believe is a New England company, they are looking at a soon-to-be-closed Marshall's store in the Boston area to test out this. Essentially, it'll be like a pop-up store. And so if it goes well, which I think it will, this is one of the cases where I would actually be a proponent of opening a brick-and-mortar store. So if it goes well, we could end up seeing Wayfair stores opening around the country and possibly even being bought out by a Marshalls or a TJ Maxx or a larger company like that.
Yeah,
but I think they're trying to keep up with Amazon, which everyone is. But this is the one area that they really do have a leg up on the competition with selling furniture.
TJ Maxx owns Marshalls,
mm-hmm.
and they've started a new... They've got two or three different things going on in these malls, so they've converted some of the stores that are Marshalls stores into TJ Maxx, or they've converted them into this new outrigger kind of thing. They sell outgear, and they could be... They have lots of cash. And it might make sense. This is interesting. They're very good merchants. So it'd be interesting.
Well, if you think about Home Goods, which everyone's obsessed with Home Goods.
That's TJ Maxx.
And Home Goods is, they almost do no online business. It's all brick and mortar. So Wayfair, definitely there's a precedent there for it. I think that would be a good move.
Number four on our way to number one, counting down the top technology stories. Here's bad news for Delta flyers.
Oh, yeah. Delta Airlines this week said that hundreds of thousands of customers may have had their names, their credit card numbers, and their home addresses exposed in that big cyber attack last year, which affected Delta and Sears. Now, Sears was affected by the hack, but Sears claims, and it may be wrong, but they claimed that fewer than 100,000 of their customers were affected, and both businesses are setting up websites and hotlines so you can go and see if your data has been compromised. What happened was it wasn't necessarily a website thing. It's the chat service. So if you use an online chat service for customer service, that company that provides that chat service, they were compromised. So you may want to not use chat services with customer service in the future because they obviously are not that secure.
Yeah. All right. Number three, if you're getting fat, it's because you're using Uber and Netflix, according to their. This is the study. Listen to this stuff.
I know. A new Harris Poll survey on behalf of Swiss life science group Zaluvita says that if you suspect that Netflix and things like and conveniences like Uber and Lyft are making you gain weight, you are correct. 88% of Americans moved less in the last few years due to increased screen time, and 80% of Americans blame on-demand meal delivery, ride-sharing services, and shopping apps as another way that they have gained weight by just sitting on the couch. Not good.
Not good at all. Number two, Spotify and Hulu getting married in the morning.
Yes. Spotify and Hulu are expanding their partnership and offering a bundle of both services to all consumers for $12.99 a month. That's actually a really good deal. It saves you about $5 a month. And if you are an existing customer, you can add Hulu. You can add Hulu for 99 cents a month. So it's actually a great bundle and definitely shows how partnerships are going in that direction.
All right. And number one, a focus on Facebook. There's so much talk this week about Facebook. It had to be number one.
This was almost laughable this week. Of course, Mark Zuckerberg testified before two different committees, two different days at Capitol Hill. The questions that were lobbied at him ended up being a much bigger story than why he was even there in the first place.
Yeah.
So it was such a disaster. And it's a total joke. The questions he was asked were just awful. No one was prepared. It was a mess. So this will be to be continued for sure.
Yep. All right. So there they are, the hot stories from the world of technology, enumerated from number five to number one, proving once again that Victoria can count backwards. This is the overview. Well, you got that. You have done a nice job, Victoria.
Thank you, Doug.
Five to number one. 59 past the...
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.